Aha! That can mean only one thing. It's time for a little Canada in the Rough, Canada's most popular TV hunting adventure program, starring the Beasley brothers. And coincidentally, and this is true, I had no idea. I met with them day before yesterday. We had an occasion to spend a bit of time together, but I had no idea that one of them was coming on the show. Do you think one of them would have said, "Hey, by the way, we're going to be on the"? No. Joining me now, one of the stars of Canada in the Rough. His name is Kevin Beasley. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, did you get a new smart speaker?
Kevin, you there? Well, we'll get him on here. I know he's there somewhere. Just a matter of pushing the right buttons, I suppose. But the youngest member of the three brothers, Kevin Beasley. Now, apparently, we have him. Kevin, are you there?
I am, guys. How are you?
Doing good yourself, buddy?
Not bad at all.
Good. Why didn't you give me a heads up the other day when you were in my office that you were going to be on the show?
He's the one that always gets the phone call, and then we just get a late text or something saying, "Do you mind taking it when he's busy?" So I found out a little bit later myself.
I love it. We had a chance to speak a couple of days ago. I know I have a basic outline of how you guys did this year in terms of your shooting schedule and what the future looks like, but maybe we can share it with the listenership. First of all, you guys are on official Christmas break right now.
Well, no, we were still back to work, but the kids are on official break, and we have a bunch of kids, so we do sneak away from work the odd time, but no, we're back at it for a little bit.
You guys have got an entire baseball team worth of kids, correct?
Well, we do. Keith has five, Paul has five, and I have three, so
there's
a lot of us, but there's five of us as well. We have two sisters. The oldest and the youngest in our family are sisters as well, so there's more. So our parents have a lot of grandchildren they got to look after.
No wonder you guys hunt for a living. If you had to go to the supermarket to buy food for that clan, it would cost you a fortune.
Exactly. We like to bring home our organic meat, that's for sure.
Oh, and you do a great job of that, my friend. Absolutely outstanding production, not only in the hunting field, but just in general. It's just a wonderful opportunity for people to live vicariously through you guys as you travel across Canada, exploring and all these wonderful adventures that you guys go on. I'm green with envy. It's fantastic.
Well,
keep up the good work.
We have some of the most beautiful scenery to film. In Canada, we're spoiled to live in Canada, and we have some of the most beautiful land out there, and there's people from other countries all want to come to see it because it's so nice.
Kevin, I want to talk to you about the 2020 lineup, but I also want to talk to you about the year that has passed. There was some extraordinary shoots that you boys were on, and I also want to talk about the story about the deer that you want to share with us. So if you could sit tight for just a moment, I've got to take a quick break. You're listening to one of the Beasley brothers, Kevin Beasley from Canada in the Rough on Outdoor Journal Radio. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, the Phantom, Angela Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, your A-team. Kicking off the 2020 Outdoor Journal radio season.
Yes.
Exciting times. That little musical interlude will, for those of you who follow the program and are into the outdoors and into hunting, you'll know is from Canada in the Rough. It's their signature theme song. That's because on the line with us, Kevin Beasley, one of the three Beasley boys, to talk to us about the year that was and the year that will be. So, Kevin, let's talk about the show itself. Tell folks where they can watch Canada in the Rough and when.
So they can catch it on CVTV at 8:30 a.m. And that goes across all the regions. So if you miss it here in Ontario at 8:30, you can also catch it Manitoba time, Alberta time, and the Pacific time out there. So there's lots of places to catch it. We're also on Sportsman Channel Canada. Airings across that network as well, so there's lots of places to find us.
And it's called Canada in the Rough, and it's a must watch program for sure. A little bit about the 2020 lineup of shows that I guess you guys are just starting your airing season now, right?
Yeah, so tomorrow is the first errand of the season, and it's a mule deer hunt that we did out in Alberta. And we're excited to get the new season run, and we had a lot of great shows from the past fall. And we got some great episodes for the fans to watch.
This mule deer hunt in Alberta, what anything in particular about that that you can share with us?
Well, you know, mule deer is a pretty special animal for us Ontario guys because we don't get a chance to do it. So it's one of those bucket list hunts that we always dream about. And I did it back in September with a bow and arrow. And the way that you do them, you know, in the prairies or the west, usually is a spot and stalk. And so it's one of those ones where you spot the animal first and then you got to try to set the game plan up. So it's a very exciting episode where I see a ton of giants. Mule deer are a really big deer. So, we see a lot of big ones that I'm really excited about. We have some ups and downs. There was some opportunities where when you're filming and you know that there's things that happen that, you're not really expecting. And, other hunters are one of those. And sometimes I was stalking in on a big muley and, was getting within 100 yards and you need to be closer than that with a bow. And, some other hunters come down and spooked them off. So it's one of those things those are things that happen, and you just gotta roll with the punches, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I wanted to ask you: is bow hunting your preference? Do you enjoy it more than you know some of the other forms of hunting?
You know what? I love any form of hunting. It's one of those things that I just enjoy getting out there, and whatever season it is, I will take advantage of it with whatever they allow us to use. And, but bow hunting is a lot of fun because you got to get up close and personal with them. So you got to be a lot closer. So it is a lot harder for sure.
One of the things that we talked about the other day when you were at Pine Post here at the studio was we were comparing war wounds and how difficult it is sometimes on these shoots. The people just do not quite, well, they don't get a chance to experience it. So how would they even know? But just how difficult and challenging some of the outings are. They're not all fun and games, are they?
No, they're not. And it is fun because we're out in the outdoors all the time, but it's mentally challenging sometimes as well. I had a pretty good fall. Keith had a pretty tough one. He had some hunts where he was out for multiple days and sitting dark to dark and didn't have a ton of luck at the start. But he even had to go back at one point and he probably sat 10 days straight to get an episode. So,
God.
Yeah, when we put together a 22.5-minute show, there's a lot of footage that doesn't make it there, that's for sure.
When are you going to start the 2000? I can't believe I'm even saying this. When are you going to start the 2021 season?
That's just it. It's hard to believe that's coming soon. We start that up in April. April for us hunting, spring turkey hunting starts in April here in Ontario. So April 25th, we'll be starting filming again.
Do you know where your first shoot is?
Yeah, the first shoot is locally. We always start around home. But then with the spring bear hunt back in Ontario, we'll be spending two trips up in northern Ontario for running after some of these big Ontario giants we got here.
Oh, man, it's crazy, crazy season upon us. Of course, all of this is preceded by a host of live events that you guys do at the consumer shows that are coming up in the first quarter of the year. Where are you guys going to be?
You know what? We travel from the start of March almost to the middle of April at a lot of these big buck shows and things like that are across southern Ontario. We're going to be down in Tilbury in April. We're going to be at the Bass Pro Shop in Vaughan in middle of March. We go up to Oil Springs, which is again over in southwestern Ontario. We got shows all over. They're just sprinkled all over, and there's a lot of. We also run an organization called FRAO. It's the Foundation Recognition for Ontario Wildlife, and so yeah. Animals get scored for their size, and so we go to a lot of events like that. A lot of the grassroots events that are all across locally here in Ontario, and we have a lot of fun. But yeah, we do some shows down the States as well. We do the archery trade show down in Indianapolis. That's in January. And then we do the SHOT Show as well down in Las Vegas in January. Wow. As well.
How do you guys have time to, I mean, I tried to do the arithmetic there when you were telling us how many kids were in the family. Like there's 13 kids. Where do you guys find time to do that? You're on the road all the time.
That's the truth of it. That's the truth of it. But luckily, we have some wonderful wives that when we leave, they're there to support us and look after those kids. And we definitely wouldn't be doing it without them. There's no question about it.
Well, you're part of an absolutely extraordinary, wonderful Canadian family, and we're awfully proud of you. And keep up the good work. It's called Canada in the Rough, and it's available pretty much everywhere. But check it out. Kevin, thank you very much. Say hi to the boys for me.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year's, eh?
Same to you, my friend. CanadaInTheRough.com, or you can go to Facebook.com/Beasley.brothers.
Yeah.
How come it's so difficult all the time? You got slashes, you got dots, you got, like, what if people don't do those things?
Some domains are not available, so they do that.
Oh, all right. I don't know. I'm just saying.